Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Here's another interview from the past. Enjoy.
Hello, ladies. I wanted to invite you both here, my two higher conscious friends, to talk a little bit about, you know, we're in the holidays right now, and I don't know if this is going to be a gift for Christmas, probably, or the new year. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's a busy time for some. Let's start with you both introducing who you are and what you do. You go first, Athena.
Okay. So I am Athena. Thank you again for having me. I'm excited to be here with both of you because I feel exactly the same way that I'm in the midst of beautiful higher consciousness souls. So any conversation with you all is a gift to me. And I think being in community, especially around the holidays, remembering all of the love that we have is powerful. So I am an abundance and manifestation coach and teacher, and I work with women entrepreneurs to help them essentially connect to their higher consciousness and really manifest the fullness of life as I define abundance in all of their life, every area.
Beautiful. And Rain?
My name is Rain Elizabeth Stickney, and I have a private healing and meditation practice that began way back in 2000 doing shiatsu body work, which is a floor-based style of massage. And currently I mostly work online and I hold consciousness counseling sessions and meditation groups. I have a daily gratitude practice, and everything I do is for the purpose of sparking the light within and sharing that light outward. So my vision is that the ripple effect is strong. And no matter if I'm one-on-one or in a small group or a large group, I am so excited about that ripple effect that can happen when people wake up.
I love that. I love both of your work in the world is so powerful and so important. And so tell us, what is your biggest challenge right now in, you know, we're coming up to Christmas in a week. Do either of you have any challenges? And what does this holiday season look like for you?
I am so excited about the holiday season. We as a family, meaning my partner and my son and me, we have learned a lot about each other over the years. And our son is 10, turning 11 in January. There is so much mindfulness that I choose to have in our holiday celebration because there are moments to really let go of expectation. And there are moments of going along with somebody else's flow. And there are moments of stepping forward and saying, hey, this is what I really want. This is what I want to do. So that collaboration is happening in our family. And I'm happy to say that I just mailed out all of the Christmas packages this morning, and they'll all arrive prior to Christmas, which is the big win for me. And we're busy. We're a busy family. And I was just saying to my partner this morning that it's unbelievable how many things I do in a day. And the side note, the inside thought is I'm not even close to being done with all the things I need to do in a day. But yet there are so many things that I accomplish. And that acknowledgement is really important and very helpful for me that actually, whether or not the to-do list is done, I accomplish so much. And I believe we all do. I don't think that's personal to me. I feel it personally, but I invite all of us to notice all the amazing things we do every day.
Like that. Yes. How about you, Athena?
Oh, well, I feel like this year has been an interesting year just in general. And so the holidays are really following suit. This year is the first time that I've not been back home east to be with family and friends. for either Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's. And so really cultivating the community here on the West Coast. And I did have my pet pass away almost a week ago now. And so it's an empty house too, which is a little unnerving. And at the same time, there's just this gentleness and light-filledness with the holidays, right? And that I can remember that I am always surrounded by love. I am never alone. And it's an interesting time because it's a lot of transition. It's me being able to define what it is that I'm going to do. And honestly, it's really being in the present moment, reminding myself during this time to be in the present moment and not romanticize the holidays. And just to remember that this is 1 year, this is one holiday season out of, I'm 38, so this is my 38th one, and hopefully I'll live a long and happy life, and who knows what will happen in the future. But being in the present moment and really appreciating all that is and accepting where I am with love and being excited for what the new year brings. I honestly don't really know what next year will look like. And on one hand, that can be scary as hell. But then on the other hand, it can be really freeing, right? And it's up to me to choose which perception I get to have in this moment with the holidays, with this upcoming year. Mm-hmm. So I'm just here. I'm just in it. And I'm really glad to be talking to you too.
Oh, I love that. Yes. So for me, I have been alone multiple times on the holidays, and I ultimately decided this year I will have a joyful, abundant, fun, blessed holiday season with the dog and friends or whoever comes in. And like you said, Athena, everything's temporary and we get to enjoy the present moment. I know Rain talks a lot about presents, and both of you actually do. And I said at the beginning of the podcast, before we formally got started, that I chose you both as two higher conscious friends of mine to come on this holiday season to talk about the practices that you do and the challenges that you might be facing, and then what you're excited about. And with the new year, I'd love to know how you're setting yourself up and thinking about, like, intention setting, perhaps. I think we're all getting away from the word resolutions. And also just talk to you about what you do in the world with the abundance and the presence, because I'm very much the same. One question came to me when Rain was talking. When you say you accomplish all this in a day, is this like pressure on you of any kind when you wake up and see this list or these ideas, or are you choosing to not have that? I want ease. I'm older than both of you. I'm 56. I've raised a son as a single parent. I overcame a debilitating illness. I changed my whole life 2 years ago, moved across the country. I've been healing trauma from my childhood. I've been doing a lot. And I think you both probably noticed a difference in who I am from when you met me. I know you have, because you couldn't help but notice. And so I'm really noticing why I put pressure on myself and just different things. So Rain, with all of your accomplishment in a day and all these things, do you have a sense of, is it ease, or are you choosing this, like, I have to do all these things? I'm just curious, because this is what a lot of us as women were checking off boxes, and that makes us feel accomplished and productive.
The question about pressure is a really good one, and it runs very deep for me. I am a person who can feel pressure. And sometimes too much. Too much for me is that when I am very dysregulated or not being mindful of my own self-care, I have the tendency of having panic attacks. And that is a very pressured experience for me. And panic attacks can mean different things for different people. Mine are very much like all of the energy is pressured inward and I spontaneously combust. And it's very painful for me. It's a very painful experience. And luckily, I don't have those panic attacks so often anymore, but it is something that I'm mindful of, because where the pressure that I feel in my life may come and go, it's more beneficial for me to be in good relationship with that pressure because I love my life so much. And I love being embodied in joy as much as possible. Sometimes pressure really works for me. So the example I gave of mailing the Christmas packages, it did feel like pressure yesterday to get them all packaged and who goes to what family and where are the addresses and where's the box for this and all the details that can go into mailing packages. And I wanted to get it done yesterday and I missed my deadline yesterday. So I was able to mail them today and there is pressure there. But the blessing is that for me, when pressure is worked with well, think of a pressure cooker or different times that you want to have pressure, the pressure of a diamond becoming a diamond. It needs a lot of pressure to become that gem that we so treasure. When it is part of the creative process, I'm just a cauldron of transformation. So this mess of gift ideas becomes very cleanly organized gift mailings. And that this time around happened through some pressure, but it was also a creative fit, so to speak. And I don't mind my creative fits. That's how I created my podcast. That's how I created my business. That's how I sit in healing with people, because sometimes the pressure is creating a beautiful gemstone. And as long as there's enough health and wellness in the pressure, it doesn't bother me. I let pieces fall in ways that I don't intend all of the time. So the blessing of the packages being scheduled to arrive before Christmas, of course, what really happens, who knows? Like packages get lost, packages get late, like they get delivered to the wrong address, like who knows? So there is an immense amount of letting go that I live with. It really isn't my business. Like I do my part and the universe does the rest.
Yeah.
So it was a joy for me. It was actually a happy surprise when I arrived with my big bundle of gifts and the nice gentleman at the post office did all the things of tagging the packages. And then I got my receipt and it just happened. It just happened to say December 23rd on most, I think all of the packages, but I didn't even expect that. I just wanted to do my part to honor my community. And the putting on pressure for me is more like, boy, if I could get everything done early and be on time for everything, not in a perfectionistic way, in a relaxed way, if I could do all of that and like always have a deep breath and always have 5 minutes prior to a call to sit in silence or whatever my ideal is, great. Does that happen? No.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. I get to be me and I honor everyone as themselves as well.
Oh, of course. No. Believe me, I'm queen of adding. That's why I'm being kind. Wow. I was in a group the other day and they said, choose a word for 2025. And I chose ease immediately. Ease is what I am looking for. I'm looking for expansion and abundance and prosperity and things of that nature. So what are you excited about, Athena?
I'm going to jump into that part of the conversation too, because I love ease. Ease is one of my favorite things in the entire world. For me, at least, there was this really interesting transition that had to happen with my relationship with ease. I had to do so many things when I was working for somebody else. And so there was a lot of pressure, not just from the deadlines that I was trying to meet for other people or doing the things in the right time, like make sure you get those Christmas cards out before Christmas or all the things that we as women are told that we need to be doing during the holiday season. And for me, and what I think Rin was really embodying is this different energy, this different relationship with ease, because now it's not something that I feel I have to do or that motivates me externally, but it's actually something that motivates me internally, because I have spent so much time now with my relationship with ease and with my relationship to myself to take the pressure off of myself externally and allow myself to fully come into, what do I actually want during the holiday season? Is it to get those packages out by the certain day? Or is it to feel exactly how Rain was describing? this ease, this joy, actually, of this accomplishment and this letting go and surrender of I did my part. And I'm so excited for whenever my community receives their presents and packages. There's a different energy behind it because it's no longer an external. I have to get it out by a certain date. So they have this beautiful moment before Christmas. You know, it's an arbitrary date, right? It really is. And it's more of a, oh, you know what would be really lovely if they got it before. And if they don't, that's okay too. But I'm going to stress myself out because they probably don't even give a crap, right? I mean, they don't really care. It's really just me. And so I feel like it's this beautiful relationship that we get to have where it's from an external pressure, and then we get to change it into what would be the most fabulous way to do this, or what would be the most easeful way for me to do this. And then everything else just works itself out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're talking about energy, which is so powerful and so important, because I think we all are in agreement that everything's energy, period, end of story, right? It's all energy. And I've been really mindful on that by doing energy healing. I hired an energy healer this year, but energy is so incredible. And I think it just makes all the difference when we pay attention to that. So that's why I was asking, what are you guys excited about? Because I'm all about being in the energy of positivity, excitement, what's to come. So how will you spend Christmas Day, Athena?
I think volunteering at the Monterey County Fairgrounds. They have like a big gathering of people who come in and make boxed meals for others. And so I think that's what I'll be doing. I did that on Thanksgiving. So I think it makes perfect sense to do it again. I enjoyed it then. So yeah.
I love that. It's beautiful. And how about you, Rain? What do you guys do?
We do a kind of traditional Christmas morning that would be how I was raised, where we wake up and open stockings and have some delicious food that's in the stockings for like an early breakfast. And eventually all the gifts are open. We usually go for a really nice walk and have some sort of a fantastic meal. So right now in Vermont, where I live with my son and partner, we don't have any family or super close friends nearby. It's really just us. And we have community and connections, but in terms of a holiday, it's really the three of us, unless somebody comes in to visit. But this year, it's the three of us. And I just imagine it'll be a beautiful day.
Yeah, for me, it's going to be Lucky and me, and like Netflix or some good food that I'll be getting. And I'm excited for just being abundant and blessed and grateful and present and joyous, because it's Hanukkah on the same day, by the way, this year. They're on the same day. Yeah. I mean, there's all different situations and things, and I think it's really powerful when we're in gratitude for everything. And that's how you receive more, when you're thankful.
I just want to say something about gratitude. I feel so grateful for all of the traditions of the world, all of them. They all are such a wonderful way into what could possibly be happening in the present moment, which is what we're all talking about today. And thank goodness we have all these celebrations for various purposes, various stories, various means, various days. But thank goodness we have diversity in this world.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Everything's happening for us. It's all for us. Thank you so much for today. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram @abundancewithathena. and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.